our loving God and kind Savior. We are grateful, we are thankful unto thee, Master. Thank you, Master Jesus, for all that you have been unto us since we came to your house this morning. Thank you for great blessings and gave victory, infilling of the Holy Ghost, deliverance that you have brought in the midst of your people, Lord. Thank you for the anointing, the inspiration you give to your servant to preach your word. Thank you, Master, for the Master blessings of the Holy Ghost in the midst of your people. We are grateful, we are thankful of today. We are always grateful, Lord Jesus, that each time we come, Lord, we go with abundance of blessing. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and we commit your servants that you have been using to your great holy hands, Father. May you bless them, Master, and reward them, Master, for their labor of love unto us, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we look unto thee for more of your blessing this evening. Help us, Lord Jesus, once more. Give us, Master, understanding. Give us revelation, Lord. Speak to our hearts, O living God. May something be said to help us to live better to your glory. Anoint your servant, inspire your servant, and Lord, anoint your people to hear your word. Help all of us together, Master. Take perfect and absolute control of the service, Lord. At the end of the service, we'll have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting all these requests, Lord. Be with your servant in other places. Continue to help them and strengthen them and see them through, Heavenly Father, also. Thank you, righteous eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seat while we take this little song before we read the scripture. 2:18. How great is our God? When I consider the works of my God, the moon and the stars, the power that he drove, the sheep and the horses, the beast of the field, all of these wonders makes me know that how great is our God. How great is his word? He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rode by the waters of the mighty Red Sea. He said, I will lead you, put your trust in me. He used our prophet in many a way.
I will lead you. God. Put your trust in me.
How great is our God.
How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest word that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty river sea. What is it I will lay you?
Put your trust in me. Praise the Lord. Is our God great? Has he done great things in this age? Oh, praise ye the Lord. Let me tell you the truth, brethren. You see, what you have this morning, you don't hear it everywhere. Because the lifeline of this religion, the lifeline, yes, the lifeline of this religion is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise ye the Lord. And the true way to be baptized rightly with the Holy Ghost is by this message. That's true. We are coming. We will look at some things. Praise ye the Lord. Let's take our Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 32. We start our reading from verse 7 to verse 12. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy herders, and they will tell thee.
Rántí ọjọ́ ìgbàanì, ronú ọdún ìran níran, bí bàbá rẹ léèrè yóò sì fi hàn ọ́, bí àwọn àgbà rẹ wọn ó sì sọ fún ọ.
When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bands of the people according to the numbers of the children of Israel.
Nígbà tí ọ̀gá ògo pín ìní fún àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè, nígbà tí ó tú àwọn ọmọ ènìyàn ká, ó pààlà àwọn ènìyàn náà gẹ́gẹ́ bí iye àwọn ọmọ Israẹli.
For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance.
Nítorí pé ìpín ti Olúwa ni àwọn ènìyàn rẹ̀, Jacobu ni ìpín ìní rẹ̀.
He found him in a desert land and in the waste-hauling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eyes.
Orí ní ilẹ̀ asálẹ̀ àti ní aginjù níbi tí ẹranko ń ké, ó yíká, ó tọ́jú rẹ̀, ó pamọ́ bí ẹyin ojú rẹ̀.
As an eagle steered up a nest, fluttered over a young, spreaded abroad her wings, taketh them, bearing them on our wings.
Bí ìdí tú ìtẹ́ rẹ̀, tí ìràbàbà sórí àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀, sórí ọmọ rẹ̀, tí iná ìyẹ́ apá rẹ̀, tí igbe wọn, tí ìmà gbé wọn lọ lórí ìyẹ́ apá rẹ̀.
So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Olúwa nìkan sàmọ̀nà rẹ̀.
Yes.
Kò sì sí òrìṣà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word.
You
can please be seated. We started this sermon, tried to introduce the sermon last Wednesday. We just tried to do the introduction. So, we try to continue again this evening. As the eagle steered up a nest. Yeah, last Wednesday, Brother Abraham tried to show it to us
that
his first Bible was nature.
Only Bibeli ma koko ori nipa iseda.
He first learned about God through nature.
O koko nipa Olorun nipa iseda.
And that was why he was able to see God in some of the creations that he has had opportunity to observe very well.
Ìdí ni tó fi rí Ọlọ́run nínú àwọn ẹ̀dá Ọlọ́run tí ó ti ní àǹfààní láti wò wọ́n dáadáa.
You know, he also preached a sermon that he titled "Let Us See God." Some of the things we read last Wednesday was also in that sermon. In that sermon, "Let Us See God," but Abraham said he wants to show us God in four ways. And he said he could show us many ways how we can see God. But he just chose those four ways to for that sermon. He said we can see God in the universe. We can see God in his word. We can see God in his son. And we can see God in his people. But Abraham, just for a background. But Abraham said in that sermon that he narrated something that happened around him in that sermon. He said there was a boy that thought of God so much. He thought of God so much, he said, as great as this God is, he went to the mother. As great as this God is, he said, "Mommy, can somebody see this God?" The mother said, "Hey, this your question is too much for me. Go and ask your Sunday school teacher." Okay, he went to the Sunday school teacher and said, "Sunday school teacher, you have been telling us about God. He said, as great as this God is, can somebody see God?" He said, the school teacher said, "This is too much for me. Go and ask the pastor." When he got to the pastor, the pastor said, "Oh my boy, you see, God is so great. God is just like the hair, so no one can see him." Well, the boy took it, but he was not satisfied. So one day he said, Brother Abraham said he was going with an old man. I think his name is Brother Ryan. So he was not married. Just to cut the long story short, the boy, when he was with this man fishing one day, there was a storm. They had to hide away and later came back. And when the storm happens like that, there is a rainbow that comes up in the air. They ran from the storm, and when they came back, there was a rainbow. Then he saw this old man just looking, staring at the rainbow and almost crying. Then that enthused the boy. He asked the old man. He said, "Uncle, I've been wanting to know something." You see, we have been talking about God. We have been hearing about God. Is it possible for one to see God? Oh, the old man held him close to himself. He said, "My God, my son, God bless you." He said, "All I've been looking all these years in this place is God." Then Brabra concluded by saying this. Brabra said, he said, "If you have God in you," he said, "you will see God everywhere." Praise the Lord. Okay, before I come to the conclusion of what I want to say, there was another boy, a small boy, in a Christian home. This boy, their parents taught him about God and things. They prayed every night, they prayed every time. But there was a day, there was a rain falling, and there was thundering in that around, in that place. This thunder was so bad that the boy could not sleep. The boy quickly ran to the mother. After family yota, they just had family yota. So the mother, they asked him to go and sleep in his own room. And because of this thunder, the boy cannot sleep. He ran quickly to the mother. And the mother said, "Oh, Junior, we are Christians. And we pray to God. You see, there is nothing can harm us. We are God's children. So don't be sure that God is with you where you are." He said, "Go and sleep, my boy." The boy went back to sleep, trusting what the mother said. Another time, the thunder started again. The boy ran again to the mother. The mother then said, "He said, boy, I've told you, nothing can harm you. We are Christians. We are prayed." You know what the boy said? He said, "Mommy, this thunder is so bad that I know there is God and we believe in God. You see, but when this thunder is flashing and thundering, I want a God with flesh on." Praise the Lord. He said, I want a God with flesh on to be by my side. Praise ye the Lord. That is what we read in the sermon book. There was one I witnessed. I think I said it before. There was in the family. Somebody was with this family. There was one day the rain was falling. And this thundering was so bad. It seemed as if that thunderbolt will enter inside the room. This fellow was so afraid, she cannot stay in her room. She ran to the auntie's room. We have been telling her about this message. She couldn't believe yet. She doesn't believe in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. But when this thundering was happening, she was so scared until nobody preached to her. She ran to Pastor Matthew. He said, "I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." Praise the Lord. She is still alive today.
Oh,
praise the Lord. Now, what are we saying? Where are we describing at? Brother Abraham said, we can see God in his people. It is not difficult for us to say that we see God in the universe, because Brother Abraham taught us that. It is not difficult to say we see God in his word. It is not difficult to say we see God in his son. But there's something that seems, maybe I'm the one thinking like that. There's something that seems hard for us. It is seeing God in his people. How do we see God in each other? How do we see God in our brother, in our sister? You see, Brother Abraham taught us that men always thank God for what he has done in the past. They always thank God for what he's going to do in the future. But what God is doing presently, people always overlook it. When the Lord Jesus Christ was here, how many actually saw that this is God in human flesh? May God help us. We should appreciate God in ourselves. Because God is in his people. That is what Abraham taught us. That is what the word says. We should see God in ourselves and appreciate each other for the grace that has brought us to all of us to know this message together. Praise ye the Lord. May God help us. So we are talking about seeing God in the universe. That was because one of the creation of God that Abraham wants to show God to us through is this ego. Like I said last Wednesday, it was the prophet of the Lord that said that the scripture we read. It was the prophet of the Lord you had in the morning. How God used Moses. He was the one that God used to see the creation of this earth. So it was this prophet of the Lord that told us about the eagle. He said, as the eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth his wings over her young, carry them in his wings. There is something about that. The prophet of the Lord today explained everything to us. Because he said he studied the eagle. He said when he read about the eagles, how special the eagles are, he said he started studying this eagle. And he found out that there are 40 different types of eagle. Then he said, though 8 were mentioned in the scriptures. When you talk about Mightier and Matier in Gu, you talk about Baal in Gu, you talk about Ego. So all those egos, they do exist. Praise ye the Lord. He said, eagle is a special bird. Specially built bird. Yes, sir. First thing I want us to know, Brabra said, eagle is a reaper with the beak.
Yeah.
Not to talk about human ya. He reaps with his beak. So that is the way our God does. And us, not only that, he feeds his young through his mouth. The Bible says, in fact, Moses was the one that said it. Prophet Moses was the one that was the first one that said it. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. Brother said, that is the way God feeds his children. He feeds his children through the words of his mouth. Praise ye the Lord. And this eagle that we are talking about, but Abraham said, before we go to other things, he had an experience with an eagle in Colorado. He said, in Colorado, he's a hunter, and he hunts a lot. He hunts a lot at Colorado. So he said one time he was in this Colorado hunting. He said he and somebody went to the wilderness to hunt. They separated to meet again after 2 or 3 days. Said there was a storm that blew in the place. And when this happened, all the animals were scattered. The egg, the wolf, and all of them scattered because of the storm. I think egg is one animal. Egg is an animal. No, allow. Erna. Agbani, okay. Walagbani, okay. Then wolf is another ikoko, yes. That's a wolf. So they all separated. After the storm, there was a rainbow that also took place. Ibrahim said, oh, he was happy. He was praising God. Then he said, the female egg gave a sand. Gave
it.
Yes. You see, then the mate answered his medicine on the hill. Then the mate answered at the valley.
Yeah.
Then Abraham remembered that David said, as the deep calleth unto the deep, at the waters of at waters something like that. So that scripture maybe did something to Brother Abraham. Then also the wolf, also the mate cried and the other one answered. Then he said he was so happy and he was praising the Lord, running around the tree, praising God, said, worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, that he could see God in those things. He saw God in the rainbow. He saw God in the deep, calling to the deep of the egg and of the wolf. Praise the Lord. Then he was running around praising the Lord. All of a sudden, he saw the pine squirrel making cha 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 cha. Pine squirrel. Pine squirrel.
Okere.
Okere, Abi.
Okere, kekere, kaja.
He was making noise. Baba thought if the pine squirrel was excited because he was praising the Lord in the wood. The way Baba said, the way he was doing in the bush, happy and praising the Lord, he said, if somebody came around, he would say that they have let out a madman in the bush. Praise the Lord. So he was, then the pine squirrel was making noise. Then he stopped and was wondering why this pine squirrel was making this noise, disturbing his praise. He said, why are you disturbing? I'm praising the Lord, the God that created you and I. Then he noticed later that the pine squirrel was not actually excited because of him. He was not, yeah. But he saw an eagle that the wind has, that the storm has blown down. Then, he saw the eagle. Then he was asking God in his heart, say, why will you allow me to see this eagle? What can I see in this eagle that is godly? Then as he noticed, the eagle was looking at him, looking at the squirrel. Then Brother Brown said, are you not afraid? He said his gun was by the tree. He said, are you not afraid? I can take my gun and shoot you. Brother said, he pointed to his gun, thinking that the eagle will be scared. He said the eagle was not scared at all. The eagle was just checking his wings, just shaking his wings. He said, as if he's saying that before you take your gun, I'm gone. Oh, he said, praise the Lord. He said he noticed something, that this eagle is not afraid. As long as he feels the God-given wings that God has given him to escape danger, he's not scared. Not like many of us. When we see something, a little thing, we'll be afraid, we'll be jittery, we'll be shaking, thinking that God is not with us. Rabbi said, some people used to say, ask him, are you not afraid that you will say something wrong when you are before the people in this assignment? He said, as long as I feel his presence with me, he said, I am not afraid. He said, are you not afraid that with this your worldwide meeting that somebody will shoot you? He said, as long as he knows that the presence of the Lord is with him, he is not afraid. So he said this eagle was just feeling his wings. Feeling his wings. He said, when he got tired of the spine curing, and he knew by instinct that Brabram is not going to shoot him. He said, when he got fed up with all this spine curing, he just took a flop with his wings. Two or three times. And off in the timber he has gone. Praise ye the Lord. So Brabram said the wings, the power of the wings, or the flopping of the wings, almost blow him down. Yes. He said it was just about 10 feet from him. Yes. He said, before you know it, as he flopped his wing 3 or 4 times, he doesn't flop again. He just set his wings in the wings. And off the higher he goes. The higher he goes. Until it was a little tiny bit dot in his eyes. Praise ye the Lord. So he so trusted the wings that God gave him. That with that wings that God has given to him, nothing can harm him. And that is the way we should also believe our God. Praise ye the Lord. Brabra said, God likened himself to an eagle. And he likened his heritage also to eagle. Brabra said, he is Jehovah eagle. We are his eaglets. And also, he said, we are his eaglets. And also his prophet. His prophet. He likened them to eagle. How did he liken his prophet to eagle? But Abraham said, the eagle high. He said, can see as far as even from the sky. Yes, he can see the ground very, very well. Exactly what science also says. Even if you are looking at it as a dot in the air, you can see the ground. See, Baba said that is the way the prophet of the Lord can see far beyond what the normal human being can see. Praise ye the Lord. He said, prophet like Jeremiah, prophet like Isaiah, all those prophets, they saw plumb to the millennium. They saw what will happen in the world to the millennium. Yes. And that was why the Bible was compiled together. It is the book of prophecy. What we normal human be like we'll have this morning. What we normal human be cannot see. What we cannot behold. God built his prophets in the way that they can see what had been in the past. And what will be in the future. And they recorded it in the Bible. Praise ye the Lord. And none of those things will fail. Oh, praise the Lord. When God said in Malachi chapter 4 verse 5, he said, before I smite the earth with a curse, I will send unto you Elijah the prophet, who will turn the heart of the father to the heart of the children to the fathers. You and I did not know that that scripture was there until God fulfilled that scripture. Praise you the Lord. How many thousands of years? Like I used to say, sometimes those prophecies take thousands of years. When God said to his prophet, behold, I will give you an everlasting sign, and a virgin shall conceive. How many years before it happened? More than 800 years before it happened. And it happened to the dot. Praise ye the Lord. Yeah, before, let's continue. Before we go more into this ego story, Brother Abraham said that one time he went to Cincinnati Zoo. Cincinnati. He went there with Sarah. He said sometimes he takes his children to this zoo. When he got to this zoo this time around, he saw an eagle caged. A big cage where an eagle was caged. And this eagle, eagle is a heavenly bird. And this eagle, he looks into the sky. He knows he's made for the sky. But the intellect of human being has caged him. He will flop his wing and try to fly away from this cage. But he will hit his head on the bar of the cage. And he swings also against the cage. He will fall back. He will try again, flop his wing as hard as he could to fly away. But because he was caged, he will beat his head and his wings against the cage. He will fall down again until the wings, the head were bleeding. Oh, but Abraham felt sorry for the boy. And he said, if he had money, he would have paid for the release of this girl, but this boy. He felt so bad. He was thinking about it that this is the worst thing he has ever seen in his life. Until something told him, that is not the worst thing. You have seen the worst things than that. And what was the worst thing than that? That is a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, that is supposed to be a son and daughter of God, that has been caged by sin and denomination and creeds. Praise ye the Lord. You know, creed is a cage. Denomination is a cage. I will explain to you why they are cages. You see, if, like we had this morning, if we believe in this church that speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost, this place will be full of speaking in tongues. Am I saying the truth? You will think that you are filled with the Holy Ghost and live a rotten life and come to church still speaking in tongues. And yet you are not of God yet. If you believe, you see, there is something about what you believe. Praise the Lord. What we believe has a lot to tell us a lot about our spiritual life. That is why Brother Brown said, you cannot add or remove to the word of God and live a victorious life. You see, denomination has caged the people. Yes, sir. You see, they, like I used to say, they preach to the people. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Be saved. Be born again. But how to be born again, they don't know. All that they tell the people is that give your life to Jesus Christ. People go to church every now and then. They sing in the choir every now and then. Even those that at least try as much as possible to just do what they know to do to serve God. Not those that will go to the devil and want to hide under that to serve God. Even those ones that try to do what they know to serve God. But they cannot live higher than the doctrine of their church. Praise the Lord. There is no way you know how to receive the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost if you don't see in the word the right way to receive the Holy Ghost. But when Brother Brown was to preach the sermon, what was the Holy Ghost given for? And how to receive it. Brother Brown preached that sermon so that people will know the right way to approach God for the Holy Ghost, and when they receive the Holy Ghost, what they expect to see in their lives. That's what I said. That is the lifeline of the church. Without the Holy Ghost, Abraham said, you are lost. It's a quote. That's right. But Abraham said, you are lost without the Holy Ghost. And the right way to receive the Holy Ghost is what you have had this morning. If it is just speaking in tongues, let it not be that he has come again. But while I was in my last denomination, I was told that I have given my life to Jesus Christ. And I spoke in tongues. I had the Holy Ghost. I think I've said it many times here. Well, it was when I came here that I knew the true Holy Ghost baptism. And I sought God for the true Holy Ghost baptism. Oh, mercy. If the denomination that people are today, people are caged to believe. Somebody was saying that in the rapture, somebody was telling my daughter that for you to go in the rapture is just by believing. By believing what? How can you continue to believe and you don't believe? There is no tangible thing to believe. Now, the cheap people that accept Jesus Christ into your life. People go to church every day. They are not taught that they need to repent and be baptized in the true baptism. When you are baptized in the title of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which is not the right way to be baptized, how can your sin be remitted? When Apostle Peter gave the prescriptions and said, I repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for remission of sins. Believing Jesus Christ, going to Calvary, accepting the propitiation that he did for us on the cross at Calvary by his blood is one thing. But taking his name in water baptism is another thing. Praise ye the Lord. I was telling the children this morning, I was using the example of one of the Odunjos. There is no way any of the Odujos can be a Adediji. Is it possible? Because I was not their father. I mean, I'm not their father. And there is no way. Because before they became Odujos, before those children became Odujos, there was a ceremony that joined their father and their mother together. That made them husband and wife. The wife took the name of her father, removed it, and put the name of Odujos. And then God blessed their wedding, and the children came. You see, in everything in life, there is a step you must take. In everything in life, in academics, there are steps. Everything in life, there is a step we must take. See, God has laid it down in His word that we should repent. If you don't repent, you have not believed Jesus Christ. If you are not baptized in water in His name, many today go to church and they are never baptized and they are saying they are born again. How are they born again? And they, some of them that were baptized wrongly. And they believe on what their church has taught them. That they are going in heaven. But they can never be in the rapture. Praise the Lord. You might not agree with that, but that is the scripture. They can never go in the rapture. And if you believe in your denomination that adultery is a mistake, you will continue to make that mistake, and one day you go to hell with it. Because that is what you believe. You believe it is a mistake, and you continue making that mistake until you go to hell. If you believe like someone said this morning that there's nothing bad in wearing trousers. There's nothing bad in wearing trousers. You can continue wearing it once in a while. That is the cage in which the denomination has put you. And there is no way you can go to heaven with that trouser that you are wearing as a woman. If you believe in cutting your hair as a woman, brothers, you cannot cut your hair and go to heaven. You see, denomination has put people in such cages. That is why their life is the way they are. And if you are here too, you don't believe what we preach. You live your life the way you want to live it. You are the one that have denominated yourself. And your blood is not on anybody's neck. On the preacher's neck, of course. Because by the grace of God, we are preaching the truth. So the word of God, if we don't believe right, we are caging, putting ourselves inside cage. And that is why we cannot live right, the right way to live. We can never live it where we don't when we don't accept the full word of God into our lives. You cannot add to this message as a problem and live a victorious life. It's not possible. Because what you believe shape your life. There's no doubt about that. Are those things true? Some people don't believe. May God help us. Let me warn you, those of us that do not believe. You see, whether you might believe it or you might not believe it, you can never receive the Holy Ghost doubting one word.
nígbà tó bá ń si iye méjì ìkan kíkiní nínú ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́run kò ṣeé ṣe láti bẹ̀rù mímọ́.
What did Abraham say?
Kí ni arákùnrin Abraham sọ?
Your full obedience.
Ìgbọràn lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́.
Entitles you to the top.
Sí ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́run òun ni yóò mú kí àmì náà kó wá.
If it in you.
Tó bá wà nínú rẹ.
You have something against some of the things that Abraham preached. Some of the things that he laid down for us. That is a cock label. Epo. That is a cock label in your life. And the Holy Ghost will not come to that place. Even if you have not been able to make manifest. What the prophet said. You, but the first thing is that you must believe. That's the truth. That's why you are called on me. No wahala. But that is the truth. You must believe everything Brabran laid down for us. If you don't believe it, I tell you, you can never receive the Holy Ghost. Praise you the Lord. There was something we were talking about this morning. I try to remember. Okay, yes. The voice of many waters.
Oyiro ọpọlọpọ omi.
Brabra was saying in the seven church ages.
Wo ni so ninu eko ikaito meje.
The sevenfold glory of his person.
Oyiro ologo meje ti o je.
Jesu nje. Sevenfold glory of the person of Jesus Christ.
Oyiro ologo meje ti eni ti Jesu nse.
One of the things is.
Ikan ninu won ni pe.
He has a voice. As the sound of many waters. And Brabran said, the sound of many waters, according to the scriptures explanation, interpretation is that those waters are people, nations, and multitude. They are the voices of people that testify about Jesus Christ. But Abraham was saying that sermon, in that little subtitle subtopic, he was saying that just as you heard this morning, when that Pharisee, that rich young ruler, the Lord Jesus Christ told him, go and sell all that you have. Come back. Take your cross and follow me. That was the word of the Lord. What happened to the man? He was sad. He turned his back and he went away. That was not the voice of a man. That was not the word of a man. That was the prescription that Jesus Christ gave to him. Because he had a problem with money. He hoarded his money. Jesus Christ said, knew that he cannot follow him with all his money. And he might think, how can I sell all that I have? The house I have at Dubai. The house I have at Abuja. The one I have at this place, that place. The $1 billion I have in my
account.
How can I sell those things and give to the poor people who doesn't know how I suffer for those money? People who doesn't know anything about me don't know how I suffer. I should go and give it to them and come back and be a vagabond like this man Jesus Christ, who doesn't have a place to stay, and be walking up and down with him, following him with my status, with what I have. Mercy. He went back. He went away. I was telling the children. Did he become poor?
So
after that, he became richer. He became more popular. He became more honored by his people. Baba said, little kindness. went away from him. Until a poor man that was living close to him, he can't even reckon to take care of him. Then when in hell he died and in hell he opened up his eyes. Who did he see? Lazarus. I was saying that if Jesus Christ had gone to glory, he would have seen Jesus. He would have seen Jesus. But because Jesus Christ was still here on earth, when he opened his eyes, it was this poor man that he regarded to be nothing that he saw in heaven, in at the bosom of Abraham. Voice of many waters. When they rejected what the people who have witnessed about Jesus Christ to them, when they rejected what they tell them, on that day at the white throne judgment, those voices will come up again. Yes, they will come up again. Why didn't I listen to that man? Why didn't I obey what that man was saying that time? But those voices will come again. Voice of many waters. People who testify about Jesus to the people. People who live the life of God before the people. People who witness about Jesus to the people. Those who rejected those witnesses. Those who rejected what they say. Those who rejected what they tell them to do to come to Christ. Those voices they will hear again. That is the way if any one of us rejected this little, this gospel. May that be far away from us. May none of us regret on that day. Because as sure as we are standing here, if anyone reject this thing that you are hearing here, oh mercy, it will be terrible that day. Because by the grace of God, we are not telling you our whole mind. We are telling you what the prophet of the Lord said we should do in this age. Praise ye the Lord. May God help us. So even if you cannot live what the word of God says as at present, we must believe and say, God help me. That's the only way out. Oh Lord, help me. But if you turn your back to it, I'm sorry. Our time has gone. As the eagle steereth up her nest, we have not actually touched where the very area that Brabran talked about, how those scriptures. But we are starting gradually. Praise ye the Lord. God likened himself to the eagle. And he likened his children to eaglets. So we are talking about God and his children. Yes, and his prophets. God's children are wonderful. God's children are wonderful. Because there is none of them that will be lost. I don't care their condition now. I don't care the situation that they are in now. Look at Jacob. Jacob could not make his life right. He was some planter. But there was something that Jacob wanted. He wanted the birthright. Jacob wanted, in our own language today, Jacob wanted the Holy Ghost. Above every other thing, he gave respect to that Holy Ghost. He wanted it. He longed for it. No matter whatever it will cause him to have it, he doesn't mind.
That was what God expected in his life. Praise the Lord. Though Jacob could not live the life as at that time, but yet Jacob loved the birthright. And he knew that the blessing lays in the birthright. And he knows that if you could obtain this birthright, yes, he is blessed. Yes, he's blessed. And he did all he could, being that the predestination lays inside of him. And he got this birthright. Praise ye the Lord. So, you see, in whatever you want, we want to do, whatever you want to achieve in life, whatever you want to obtain in life, whatever you want to be in life, don't push the Holy Ghost beside. Don't do what? Don't push the Holy Ghost one side. I was telling the children this morning, he said that when I get to university, I will be saved. When I get to, maybe when I, before, just before I got married, I will receive the Holy Ghost. Who tells you that Jesus will not come before that time? There is a funny thing I used to tell them. You see, on the day of the rapture, some people will be, we want to give back that day. They will be in the labor room to give back. On the day of the rapture. Well, that's the scripture. The Bible says that some will be in the bed, while others will be in the meal. On that day, some people will be graduating and be praising God that I'm a graduate when Jesus will come. Some people can be getting married that time when Jesus will come. Some people can be doing something great that they think that they have achieved in life, and then Jesus comes. Then what about those things? What about those achievements? Where will it be? If a man and a boy and a girl are getting married, and the pastor is standing in front of them, who will have this man? Who will I ask to give this man to this woman? And Jesus comes. Then, what happens? What happens? That's the thing. You see, don't think of the achievement you want to achieve and push Jesus one side. May God help us. Let us bow down our heads. Commit ourselves to the hand of the Lord. All these things that we are saying is to help us that we have a better ambition. Yes, that God wants us to have to be in his kingdom. It is not to be made in any way, in any form. Whichever way the word of God comes is to help us to look up for our redemption draweth now. If you are an eaglet, you will always look up, because that is where you are made to be. If you are an eaglet, you will not be looking around of what is happening in the world and to grab all the grabbable in the world. You will look up to your heavenly Father. In everything, your heart will always look up. Because the Bible says, if we be risen with Christ, it says, set your affection on things above, not on things that is here on earth. That is one wonderful thing with eagles. They always look up.
Okay,
they always have high ambitions. Even in taking care of their young, they don't put their, they don't make their nest here on earth on the ground. Sorry, yeah, they make their nest far high in the cleft of the rock. We are going to look at that soon. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. That our ambition we build on things above. We set our heart on things above. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. As I hand over to his servant, if you want to bring back in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord? God bless you, sir.
Shall we pray?
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have just heard. But before the service began, you knew every statement that will be made, Lord, and you know the purpose that each one had to serve. Even the stories that your prophet have told, which are scriptural stories, Lord, they are part of what you ask him to store there, that we will have need of it. Thank you for each of them. Lord, the story of the deep calling to the deep, those animals responding to themselves. A little boy that wants to see God. A little boy that is afraid in the time of a storm and thunder. I wanted God that has skin on him. Thank you for also the experience of the prophet with the eagle and the squirrel. All this, oh God, they are to bring out something. We thank you for every one of them. We thank you, dear Lord, for once again for Jacob again and what he desired. Lord, we are before you, Heavenly Father, having heard your word in the different form in which it comes. We heard also, O God, of the rich young ruler, his encounter with Christ and his decision and where it landed him. Lord, we are told that the scriptures are written for our examples, so that we, that the end of the world have come for, will not fall after their own example of unbelief. May you be gracious unto us. That Lord Jesus, the things that we hear day and night, may none of them be a condemnation unto us. Lord, may they draw us closer unto you. May they prepare us for your coming. May they make us ready, O God, to be partaker of your glory, which shall be revealed in the bride. Let it be there, Father. We thank you for your servant that you have used again this afternoon or evening. Virtue has left him. We ask that you will replenish him and lift up the honor of his ministry. The needs that arose in the heart of your children that made hands to go up for one need or the other. Thou art God, who can look beyond the hand and see what is behind it. May you attend to every request. May you grant every need, O Father. Lord Jesus, day by day, O God, as we sit to listen to your word, may they transform our life. O God, that when you will come for your jewels, our prayer and desire is that none of us will be left behind. Grant it, Heavenly Father. All the blessings you have given unto us today, right from the time we sat down, O God, to the Sunday school, to the worship service, the morning service this afternoon, Lord, may everything be binded together by your Spirit in our heart to promote your kingdom in our life, Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, dear God of heaven, this new week that we have just entered into, we want, Lord, greater, Lord, spiritual height with you. We want to grow more spiritually, we want more understanding, more revelation of your word, and more grace to serve you better. May you give unto us, Heavenly Father, as we are requesting. Give us good and perfect air this week. Watch over our going and coming in. Be with students, be with workers, be with business people. May you prosper your children and rebuke devourers for their sake. Lord, our going out and coming in, may they be ordered by you. May you grant us success in our endeavors, O Father. Let this week be unto us a week of testimony, Father. All the journeys, O God, short and long, whichever one that we might have cause to embark upon, may you protect us and guide us, dear Father. Your servants that have gone to both Bakatari, Lord, the one that went to Sapele, and the one that went to Abuja, may you watch over all of them. Lord, bring them back individually when they are true, with testimonies of your goodness and mercies. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Every vessel you have used today, in one way or the other, we ask that your blessing will be their portion. Thank you, dear Master. Go home with us. Give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. By the time we are back here on Wednesday, if you have not come for us, may we come with appreciation and thanksgiving, and with greater zeal to serve you better. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And you do a...
We are grateful unto the Lord for bringing us to the end of the services of the day.
Ọlọ́run pé ó ti ẹ́kú ṣeéṣe fún wa láti wá sí òpin ìsìn ọjọ́ òní.
When is it God willing?
Ní ọjọ́ rú tó bá wu Ọlọ́run.
If he has not come for us.
Tí ò bá tí wá fún wa o.
We'll be back in the service again.
A ó sì wà nínú ìsìn lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
This week Friday.
Ní ọjọ́ Ẹtì ọ̀sẹ̀ yìí.
Is the last day of the month.
Ó jẹ́ ọjọ́ tí ó kàn nínú oṣù yìí.
So be coming in for the breaking of bread.
How was it before in Wukara?
The Lord bless you.
Olorun yo boku fun yin.
Shall rise.
Kedon kan ran ka dide duro.
Keep me Jesus as the apple of the eye. Oh, I need all that.